Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Today's Tanya portion for the 27th of Nisan in the leap year. Today we're going to learn the end of chapter 43. In chapter 43, we learned about two levels of Yirah, two levels of fear of Hashem, and two levels of love of Hashem. As it says in Pirkei Avot, Im ein Yirah ein Chochma, Im ein Chochma ein Yirah. If there is no fear, there can't be wisdom. If there's no wisdom, there can't be fear. The question is, that sounds like a vicious cycle. The answer is, there's the initial state of fear, Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. There's the initial application of God is the king of the universe and his will is what helps dictate my life. Kabolas Ol Malchus Shamayim, the acceptance of the yoke of heaven. And then, with a lot of hard work, we can work our way up to a much higher level of fear of Hashem, which is awe. And the idea that Hashem is so great and I am so insignificant and I have to be overcome with the greatness of Hashem. Yiras haromamos, the fear of greatness of Hashem. Yiras habusha, I feel so insignificant relative to Hashem. That's the higher form of fear. When it comes to love, we learned in yesterday's Tanya portion, there are two forms of love. There's the lower love of Hashem, called Ahavas Olam, which is interpreted either as the love of this world or as eternal love. And that is the meaning of I love God because God is good to me. I love God because everything good in this world comes from Hashem. But in fact, that's not really love of God. That's love of myself. I love me, like the guy says, I love chocolate. You don't love chocolate. What you love is how chocolate makes you feel. You love yourself. Because if you love chocolate, you'd build a shrine to it and put it on your mantelpiece and never eat it. So that is simply love of self. Even when we talk about love of Hashem, I love Hashem because I'm a smart guy and I know that everything good to me doesn't come from the people I think it comes from. It really comes from Hashem, which is really why I love Hashem. But that's a lower form of love. There's a much higher form of love. And that is, I don't love Hashem because I love myself. I love Hashem unconditionally. I want nothing for myself. Just to become part of Hashem. In fact, I want my soul to leave my body and I want to expire and become one with Hashem. That's not a self-serving love. And that higher form of love is called Ahava B'Tanugim, the love of delight. It's a taste of the world to come. It's a taste of what happens in the world of souls where there is no physical life. There's no I love God because God gives me money or he gives me good stuff like GE brings good things to life. I love God because I want to become part with God. That's a much higher form of love. We also learned earlier that the initial stage in the service of Hashem is always fear. Fear precedes love. You can't reach love until you begin with the initial stage of fear. Reishis Chachma. Then we come to love, and then we come to the higher fear, and then we come to the higher love. We also learn that the average person rarely, if ever, achieves and attains the higher form of love. It's reserved for great tzaddikim. Now we look in today's Tanya. There is an exception to that rule. The Hine, second line from the top, 231, 232 in the English, the top symbol. Hine pchinas ahavazu, this higher form of love, called the love of delights, pe'amim, sometimes, although rarely, shekedemes liyira, sometimes it can and does precede fear. Kifi pchinas hadas hamelida kineida, dependent or depending upon the level of das which begets it. Let's pause for a minute and let's talk about the triangle, the intellectual triangle of Chochmah, wisdom, that's on the right, the male energy of wisdom, Bina, the female energy of understanding and developing, and then you have the bottom of the triangle, the center, is Das, which we interpret as knowledge. However, as we say in Chassidus and in Kabbalah, that knowledge means connection. When there is a connection between the Chochmah and the Bina, when the father and mother get together, we have babies. We have offspring. When the Chochmah and the Bina fuse together, you have the birth of love and fear. Das is that fusion, that connection, that marriage. Milashon v'ha'adam yada et chava. And Adam knew Eve. Marriage is knowledge. The connection of husband and wife. So, if you talk about love of God and fear of God, they both emanate from Das. Within Das, Das contains the fear of God. It contains the love of God. Parenthesis, Jahadas, because the level of Das, known as knowledge, Kolel incorporates within it, Chasodim, the energies of kindness, Ugvures, and the energies of severity. Shehem, which translate and evolve into Ahava, love, the Yira, and fear. And by the way, as you know from everyday life, there are certain people who are rooted in the right, and all their life is all about fear, and all about discipline, and all about rah. And then there are people who are, I'm a lover, not a fighter, who are loving, they're giving, they're kind, they're gentle, they're smiling, simply because they're souls are rooted, one in chesed and one in gvura. Some people excel in the severity department. Some people excel in the love department. Some people will be good army people. They'll be able to terrorize their trainees. And some people will be nurturing, loving people. Depends on who you are. As Jews, we have to develop both qualities, because chesed and gvura begets ahava, love, v'yira, and fear. As a rule, reshit chachma yiras Hashem, the service of God begins with a basic fear of God, a basic acceptance of the yoke of heaven. But upa'omim, there is a rare sometimes, shachasodim, kedmin, leided ulizgalas, that the energies of chesed, of kindness, the flow, the positivity, the love, will come first. That's rare. V'lochein, and here the Alter Rebbe reveals something fantastic. And therefore, efshar, it is possible, not probable, but possible, conceivable, l'rosha ubal avedus, for a wicked person, and a very sinful person. There is a possibility there could be somebody wicked and sinful. Sheyase tshuva, who suddenly will become a bal tshuva, he will engage in repentance. May ahava, because he's got a sudden burst of love. Hanel de belibe, which suddenly was begotten, developed in his heart. Bizochrei, suddenly he remembered as Hashem Elokov. God is God. A person is engaging in sin, in decadence, in hedonism, in self-serving pleasure-seeking all of his life. One day he wakes up and he says, oh my God, I love Hashem. I'm embracing Judaism. That's very unusual, but it could happen. So he says, we must say that there is an element of fear contained in that love, but it's predominantly love. Memela, it has to be, automatically. Rak, however, the fear factor is minuscule, it's concealed. There has to be a basic fear of sin. Limreid be chas v'sholom, where one does not want to rebel against God any longer. But that's concealed. V'ha'ava, it is the love factor. He bizgalis libo yomeichai, which is revealed in his heart and brain. Now, what did the Alter Rebbe say? It could happen. Ach zehu derech mikra. This would be a very rare setting. V'hedos shah, it would be a temporary, particular direction from Hashem. Bashgocha protis, by divine providence, because somebody merited something. Meyes Hashem from Hashem, letzedech shah, for a particular timely need. And here the Alter Rebbe, the author of Tanya, refers to an interesting story in the Talmud. There's a story in the Gemara in the Talmud, Avodah Zorah, the Tractate of Idol Worship, page 17, Daf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara tells a story, very strange story. There was a man whose name was Elozar ben Dudaya. Elozar, son of Dudaya. This fellow was a very, today you would call him a hedonist, a pleasure seeker. And he excelled in it. He did it very well. It says that there was no pleasure in this world that he didn't engage in. And specifically, his specialty was in a particular pleasure. And it says that he sought out all the most beautiful partners in the world and consorted with them. Once he heard about a particular potential person with whom he did not yet consort, and he traveled to her, and he paid her whatever he needed to, and she began to taunt him. And she said, "You know, you're hopeless." She said, "You're compulsive. You're addicted." I guess today they would have him join SA. "You can't help it. You'll never repent." And that touched him. He said, "What do you mean I'll never repent? I bet you I can." And she said, "Bet you can't." And suddenly he was touched by a surge of love for Hashem. And there's a whole story where he went out and he said, "Stars and moons save me, mountains and valleys save me." And there's a lot of drash, a lot of speech written about this, that he tried to blame all of his negativity on the environment, on his parents, on the smog, on global warming. He blamed everything on everything else, until finally he took responsibility. And he said, "My name is Elozar, I am an alcoholic. I am an addict." I guess he joined the 12-step program. And he entered into such an intense state of repentance that in a short time, he reached the heights and his soul left his body. He died. This is called the love of delight, where he didn't love Hashem because he wanted something from Hashem. He loved Hashem until he became extinct, until he became non-existent. A voice came forth from heaven and said, "You have entered the world to come." In one moment, he acquired the world to come. It says that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the author of the Mishnah, the great Rabbi Judah, Bocha Rebbe cried, he lamented, and he said, "Yesh kone olomo b'shoa achas." There are some who acquire their world in 1 hour, in one moment. And they began to refer to this fellow as Rebbe Elozar ben Dudaya, Rabbi Elozar ben Dudaya, because he acquired the greatest heights of spirituality through his tshuva process. There's actually, the commentaries of Tanya bring down an interesting interpretation from Kabbalah. Why did Hashem enable him to go through this intense, unique, unusual state of repentance? Because when we talk about reincarnation, the soul of one person enters later into the body of another person. Says that he, this Elozar ben Dudaya, had within him the soul of a very special person. is a very famous high priest whose name is Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Yochanan the high priest. It says that he served as a high priest for 80 years. In order to be a high priest for 80 years, you got to be a good guy. Because every time you go into the Holy of Holies, if you're not a good guy, you die. See, he went in and out of the Holy of Holies 80 times, and he survived. But then after that, he lost his faith. He became a Sadduce, a Tzaduki, and he became a sinner and died a wicked person. So it says that that neshama, that soul, now entered into this fellow, Elazar ben Dodaya, because Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he had no shortage of good years. He had a wonderful birth and a wonderful upbringing and a wonderful adolescence, and he was good in his 20s and his 30s. It was in his 90s that he messed up. So he was born a hedonist and a sinner, and he died a tzaddik. The opposite. Back to the Tanya text now. This comes from Hashem, Letzorech Shoah, for a unique situation. Kemaisa de Rebbe Elazar ben Dodaya, like the story of Rebbe Elazar, son of Dodaya. Avol, but that's not for everyday people. Don't count on it. Say the Avoda, the order of service of Hashem, Hakfua, which is fixed, Utluya, and dependent Bepkira Sa'adam, with the free choice of man, because Elazar ben Dodaya was given this gift from Hashem. Tzarech Lahagdim Tchilo, this first must be begun. There has to first be introduced Kiyum HaTorah v'Mitzvos, the fulfillment of Torah, the practice of mitzvahs, al yidei yirat HaTorah, through a basic entry level of fear of Hashem, b'pchinas katnus, beginning with the lower level of fear, al koponim, at the very minimum, there has to be a basic sur meirah, staying away from negativity, v'asei tevin, engaging in positivity, l'hoyer nafshir l'kis, to illuminate his godly soul, be'er HaTorah, with the light of Torah, u'mitzvah se'o, and its mitzvahs. Then you can attain the higher level of love. Then the lower of level of love comes, and then the higher level of love. Ki v'ahavta, as our sages say, he ends here in parenthesis, because the word v'ahavta has the numerical value, b'gematria beis pomim or, twice light. Because first we have to have the light of Torah. That's one light. Then we have to have the light of mitzvahs. That's another light. Then you can come to the love of God. Kiyodua liyode chein, as those who study chachmot nistarot Kabbalah know that in order to attain a true love of God, it must be preceded by Torah study and mitzvah observance. And that's why when we talk about certain styles where they say, you don't have to study Torah, you don't have to do mitzvahs, you just have to be a Kabbalist. There's something maybe not so kosher with that. You have to have Torah, you have to have mitzvahs. Then you can begin to acquire and achieve a love of God. End of today's Tanya portion.